second period, and we go to the third period. Shots are very even, but they do get the one power play goal, and that comes at the 13:28 mark, and once again, C.J. Franklin in on the play.
We'll move it down to the right wing corner. Michaelis back up top. Shot taken, score! Right through. Brinkley in front, and I don't know if this was redirected or not. May have been.
That made it 4-0 at the time, and that was the long shot that went in.
Yeah, and it was a shot that got through from the point, and C.J. Franklin, this was a good goal. He was in front of the net, and he actually redirected. It's almost the shot going wide, and he lays the stick out to the side, and it was a wrist shot. You know, they got it through, and you could tell that it's a design play. He's not trying to score on that goal. He's just trying to put it in an area so Franklin can redirect the puck. And, you know, he's their best player, I think, mm-hmm. coming back. And he did a nice job on that goal. And, again, I'm beating a dead horse here, but the penalties, and we have to play smarter and execute better. And smarter first before taking the penalties, and then on the PK, we have to be better. A number of chances we had to clear pucks, and they got second opportunities on the power play, and that's another area we have to improve on. So we've got some work on the special teams, and we've got to get better on our power play too. I mean, if we can, last year it seemed we could take advantage of that power play. We scored 25 goals on our power play last year, and I watched all the goals numerous times this year, and you know, nothing fancy, just a lot of getting the puck to the net and having bodies there and find a way to outnumber people. So it's a work in progress. I like some of the work we're doing on the power play and some of the opportunities we're getting. So if we continue to get those opportunities, those looks, they're going to go on the net.
Sounds good. I say we'll rip that up and move on from that weekend.
You have to, and that's we can't change the past. And we knew going into the season that both those series were going to be tough teams to play against, and I always like to look and sort of try to compare a little bit. So we played Duluth and limit them shots on goal both games, and they went out this weekend and had over 40 shots against UMass Lowell, which is another top 10 team. So it indicates me we're doing a lot of good things on defense. Things we have to shore up now are the special teams, and that it's cropped up in all four games now, so it's obvious. It's something we can fix. That's a beauty of it. We know it's something that we continue to work on and get better in a lot of aspects with our special teams both ways. But having said that, I mean, again, I'm still really bullish on this team. I like this team a lot. And, once things start to turn, it's like that snowball at the top of the hill. Once we roll that down and get her going, it's going to get going here. So I'm looking forward to being home, Dirk, some friendly confines and whatnot. And I think our players are too.
Looking around the WCHA over the weekend, it was not a good weekend. That first two weekends have not been good non-conference-wise.
Well, they have not, and you have to look at some of the teams playing where the games are, et cetera, et cetera. So, but obviously, Ferris State, they're 0-4, similar to us, and mm-hmm. they've had three home games. Bowling Green, another league series. Bowling Green picked to win our league, goes into Bemidji and get swept. Mm-hmm. I think they might have scored two goals in that weekend. You look all the way around. I mean, it's going to be tough each and every night. But Huntsville went in and played a good Connecticut team, get shut out both games. Mm-hmm. After coming off a sweep of Ferris, so it's hard to see. And the Alaskas, obviously, Minnesota went up there. It's got a very good team, and they play on the Olympic sheet. So they went up there and swept and scored a lot of goals. So. It's interesting early with all the scores and seeing what's going on. Denver, top two team, they played at home. They're 0-2, mm-hmm. So it's typical for this time of year. You're going to see a lot of things that happen that I think will correct themselves over time.
Northern Michigan, the only WCHA team to get a non-conference win so far. They beat Wisconsin at the Rush Center on Friday night, then lost to them on Saturday night in a shootout, 6-5.
Yeah, interesting scores, a lot of goals, obviously, that second night there, and neutral site games, and, Wisconsin's going to be a little bit better this year, but they've got some, issues on defense and goaltending, and I think Northern exposed that and scored a lot of goals.
All right, we'll be back with, some of your questions. Get your questions in. You can email them to me, dj@themix93.com, and we'll also be talking about the Blue Line Luncheon that is coming up this weekend, and, of course, the big series against Huntsville. It's all part of the Mel Pearson Show on Mix 93.
Remember when you swore you'd never get married, never have four bedrooms and a minivan, and never have twins?
We're having twins?
And then never happens and becomes the things you never want to be without. For all the nevers you now want to last forever, State Farm is there to help protect them with everything from life insurance to college savings and more. And that's the difference between just having insurance and having a State Farm agent.
See Kelly Jepson, your State Farm agent in Houghton.
Not everyone has $1 million, but everyone can have $1 million smile. The smile that lights up a room. The smile that captivates, that instantly puts people at ease. The smile that gives you the confidence to be you. Your smile is uniquely yours. Treasure it. Protect it. Superior Smiles, gentle quality dentistry for the entire family. With pediatric dentist Sarah Matlack, Doctors Fisher, Tony Sarazen, Joe Strong, and Justin Sliss can give you that superior smile. Superior Smiles Family Dentistry in Hancock. Call today for your superior smile. 482-3621.
In these turbulent political and economic times, are you having trouble mapping out your financial future? Let Gary Jorgensen, a financial advisor with the America Group Retirement Strategy Centers, assist you in the development of a financial strategy to help you achieve your financial goals. The America Group is located south of Houghton on M26, 1 mile past the mall in the Lake Accounting Building. Call 482-2370 for an appointment. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Sushi Tuesday at the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub, now in its 7th year. Every Tuesday from 4 till 10 p.m., the sashimi-grade fish is flown in overnight from the world-famous Honolulu Fish Company in Hawaii, featuring the highest quality and freshest sashimi-grade fish available worldwide. Sushi restaurants all over the globe buy from the Honolulu Fish Company. The Library Restaurant and Brew Pub has featured this fish for 7 years. Get the same fish you'd get in sushi restaurants in Chicago, New York, and L.A. Stop in for Sushi Tuesdays at the Library.
Welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Your questions are coming up in just a moment, and just wanted to ask you, Coach, the goals for, we only have the 4 goals
yes.
So far this season in 4 games, and how much does that play into the psyche of our goaltenders who are trying to find an identity, too, is knowing that right now we're not scoring goals, and boy, we can't let anything in.
well, I don't know. You have to ask them, but I wouldn't think it would. All you can do is control what you can control, and you know, my thing on goaltending is, you know, stop the ones you should and take your chances on the grade A's. So, and I can't tell you our goaltending has been bad, but I can't tell you it's been great. I think it's somewhere in the middle there, and just like our team, you know, our team hasn't been maybe real bad except for the special teams, and but we haven't been, you know, nowhere near great. So we've got to continue to push to get better in all facets of our game, in all areas of our game, to get better. And once we do that, you know, we're going to have success. But it's a process. You just can't go from the ground floor to the top floor, you know, in 10 seconds. You have to work your way up to the top floor. And we're in the process of that. And that's what, you know, it's fine when everything's going well. And I think most people can do well in that situation. When things are going relatively easy and you're finding success, but what you really find out, or when you really find out about your team and people, is when you have some adversity and things aren't going well, and how you handle that and how you come out of that, and that's sort of a situation we're in right now. Not that things have gone terrible in all facets, but in some areas for sure. And we've got to grow as a team, and we have to find out what we're made of now and what type of character we have, and what type of leaders we have in the locker room. And like I said, I'm bullish on this team. So, you know, I feel good about this team. Do I feel good about our record? No, but, you know, I've been in a lot of situations over the years where we've had some tough streaks and, you know, some tough starts. And it's what you do going forward. We can't bring any of those games back, but I constantly talk about the future and where we're headed and what we need to do to get there. And those are the most important things. You have to keep your eyes focused on where we're headed and what we need to do to get there, and we'll get her done.
First question of the week, Coach. It says, Coach, can you tell that week in practice if the team has improved over the previous weekend's games? Or does it take longer than that?
Well, no, you can tell. You can see some things definitely in practice. Like, I thought our power play in practice last week was was so much better than the week before or the weekend of the games we played. Just better execution. We changed our breakout a little bit, and I thought we had better access at gaining the zone for the most part this weekend. I thought we moved the puck around better. Our guys, we've got guys in different positions this year than we did last year. And they're getting more comfortable and understanding the reads and the plays that they have. Having said that, you still need some experience in the games to do that. So.